Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. Let's go courtside for a preview of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
And this is where the party is at tonight in the Chippewa Valley, live from Altoona High School. It's Eau Claire area boys basketball. This evening, the Altoona Railroaders take on Baldwin-Woodville in a Middle Borders Conference matchup. Both teams sit in the middle of the Middle Borders Conference at 3-3 in conference play, an identical 5-7 records overall. And both teams take to the floor tonight in search of reversing the momentum. Baldwin-Woodville has lost 6 straight games. For Altoona, it's not nearly as dire. Altoona has lost 5 of their last 7, but is coming off a dominating victory at Amory on Tuesday, so they have a little more wind at the sails. Altoona continues to be led by Keaton Camistral, who is averaging over 21 points per game. But Altoona has also seen freshman Grayson Becker emerge this season as a reliable option. The key for the Railroaders is defense, and can they find consistency holding opponents back? Tonight's matchup provides them a good opportunity for that, as Baldwin-Woodville has struggled to score during this month-long funk they've been on. Altoona versus Baldwin-Woodville tonight. We've got tip-off coming up in about 10 or so minutes from now. A little while ago, I had a chance to catch up with fifth-year head coach of Altoona, Paul Henricks. We talk about a number of things. He stresses looking for that defensive consistency from his team, but we begin the conversation looking back at Altoona's 91-57 win over Amory on Tuesday. He tells us what he liked from his team that night that led to such a dominating win.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've been kind of on a roller coaster ride here. There's some nights we play well, and then some nights we don't play well. And that's been, you know, our challenge every day in practice is how can we get that energy level up every single night? We got guys that can score. And, you know, you look back at the Somerset game, we score 70-some points, and we still, you know, get smacked pretty bad. So we decided that, you know, defense has got to be our key, and we kind of said that from day one. And this last week in practice, it's been defense, defense, defense. And when you come out and you play a good Amory team who's got, you know, some of the better athletes in the conference, and you hold them down and you, you know, you stop them on defense, it turns into an easy game. So, yeah, the offensive side has been good all year, and we got to find ways to stop teams, and we finally did that against Amory.
What would be some of the keys to that consistency? Because, again, Tuesday was great. You'd love to have it back-to-back nights.
Yeah, absolutely. It's protect the lane. You know, against Somerset, we're giving up layup after layup after layup. They score 95 points and only 3 3-pointers. They're coming right at you. And, you know, if you let teams get to the lane and get to the rim and finish around the rim, you're in for a long night. So we got to protect the lane, and that's, you know, kind of been the message here for the last couple weeks. And if we do that, you know, we're going to be successful.
When it comes to defense, and I know we've talked about it before, you're still dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-olds, sometimes 15-year-olds for that. So how do you know which buttons to push on a night-by-night basis? Some nights they need that pat on the back for that effort defensively. Other nights they need the kick in the rump.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'll tell you, even from kid to kid, it's different. You know, the kids that, you know, like when we played, it was you give them an earful. And those kids aren't around as much as, you know, you'd like them to be. So you got to be a little bit more gentle and try to find ways to challenge them, you know. And you kind of look at individuals of different things on the court that they can do, different, you know, sayings that you can say to them to kind of pop them out of the funk they're in and get back to playing basketball. And, you know, one of the things I say, they've done this for how many years? Like, just go and play, relax and play the game and enjoy it. You got to have fun while you're out here. And if you're, you know, stressing over things, and it's going to be downhill. So try to find the good things and focus on them and teach what you can on the bads. And hopefully it comes out in your end at the end of the game.
We've talked about the defense, but as you mentioned before, you guys can score. You guys can put a lot of points on the board, not just on Tuesday, but other games. The game we were here, you guys can score in bunches. what has been some of the strengths that have led to that? We know you guys have some scores, Keaton amongst the league leaders, but a lot of other guys behind him.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When you got a guy like Keaton who can absolutely fill it up, you got to find balance around him. And that's one thing I look at is how many guys can finish in double figures with your leading scorer. And when you put four guys on the court that are deadly, in scoring points, that's when you become good. And that's the message we keep saying. Like, yeah, you can have one guy, but if you want to be successful, more than one guy have to do it for you. And especially in the middle border, there are so many guys that can shut down one guy. So the more you can have around them, that's what's going to make you good.
And what do we know about Baldwin Woodville?
Well, Baldwin is a strong physical team. They are going to look to pound it inside, and that's been kind of their mojo ever since we joined the conference. There's been a lot of rivalry games here with Altoona over the years. You know, I haven't been part of those, but before my time. So some people say that this is the rivalry of old. So it's going to be heck out there. You know, it's going to be a battle, and we got to make sure we control the paint, and hopefully it comes out in our end at the end of the night.
And once again, that's Altoona head coach Paul Heinrichs as we preview tonight's game. Altoona against Baldwin Woodville. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll have tonight's starting lineups and the opening tip of this Middle Borders Conference matchup. This is high school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. ECHometownRadio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's ECHometownRadio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. It's time for tonight's starting lineups and tip-off. Back to the court and Scott Montesano.
Well, at this point, it's still early in January, but before too long, it'll be mid-January, then it'll be late January, and the playoffs will be right around the corner at that point. So a game like this one tonight, Altoona at home against Baldwin Woodville, one of those pivot games. Both teams are identical in the standings. 5-7 overall, 3-3 in the Middle Border Conference, and both teams looking to reverse the momentum. Baldwin Woodville has lost 6 straight games, including 3 straight in the conference. They have struggled to score. Meanwhile, for Altoona, they've lost 5 of their last 7, but are coming off of that win on Tuesday at Amory. Not only did they score 91 points, but as you heard head coach Paul Heinrichs talk about, they limited Amory to only 57 points. Defense has been an issue for Altoona this year. Scoring has been an issue for Baldwin Woodville. And another little note there from Paul. This has been, over the years, this is one of the better non-conference rivalry games for the two schools. But, of course, now it is a conference game as of a couple of years ago when Altoona joined the Middle Borders Conference. So it's Altoona and Baldwin Woodville tonight, the calm before the literal snowcano storm that's going to hit us tomorrow, which has got the student body here all jazzed up over the potential of a snow day tomorrow. A very real possibility for the kiddos out there of a snow day in the Chippewa Valley. So if you're a kiddo out there, plan for school, but don't be surprised if you're off tomorrow. Well, we will pause as from Altoona, Wisconsin, USA, we're going to have our national anthem. Now, there's going to be an announcement about some pregame announcements first. By the way, the student body is here tonight for Altoona opposite of us. About 50 students are here. Looks as though they've raided Elmer Fudd's closet as they are decked out in the camo today. Probably about 95% of them wearing head-to-toe camo. A couple others, though, have foregone the camo. And frankly, if you're like me or my kids or my wife, we don't have any camo. So if it was a camo theme for us, we'd be showing up. We'd show up in something other than camo, and like a couple of those kids over there, we'd be sticking out as though we are one lonely black dog on a snow-covered prairie. Now, again, they're finishing up the announcements here, and then we'll get to tonight's starting lineups in this game. I think the key thing when you look at this one right away is it's an easy pregame sell. Two teams identical at 3-3, trying to move over one another. One has struggled on offense. That's Baldwin-Woodville. One has struggled on defense in Altoona. All right, now we'll pause as from Altoona, Wisconsin, USA, our national anthem.
And the play of our national anthem.
Yeah, there's going to be a presenting of the colors. There we go. Well, that was a little different with the presenting of the colors. What we saw was a gentleman walk the colors out while the anthem was playing. He walked from left to right and then placed the flag on a stand in the far right corner. A little different. I've seen thousands of national anthems over a long career at all levels of sports. And typically it's a group that brings the colors out and presents them, and then they do the anthem. Yeah, that was a little different. It's why you wake up in the morning. The little tweaks in life. All right, let's get to the lineups. First for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks, Scott Benoit is the head coach. He was the longtime head coach, then stepped away for 7 years. He's now been back for a couple of years. They'll have the senior Cal Smith, junior Evan Clausen, senior James Borchardt, senior Colin Fritz, and a senior, Maddox Mahoney. Smith, Clausen, Borchardt, Fritz, and Mahoney. Clausen and Smith both averaging 11 points a game, and Colin Fritz had a big game here for Baldwin-Woodville last season. Now for Altoona, Paul Henricks in his fifth season. They'll start the freshman, Grayson Becker, followed by the junior, Miles Sinep, senior, Keaton Camistral, and also the freshman, Owen Gunderson, and the senior, and they also have the senior, A.J. Lemberg. So it's going to be Becker, Sinet, Camistral, Gunderson, and Lemberg for Altoona. The team split last season. Altoona won the game here last year, 47-45. Camistral was the big scoring option for Altoona in both of the games. And as we said before, Baldwin-Woodville last year got a big game from Colin Fritz in the game that was here. Baldwin-Woodville, Mahoney is their best three-point threat. Cal Smith can hit threes but doesn't take many. As for Altoona, Keaton Camistral, 21 points per game, second most in the league. And then right behind him, you've got Becker, Sinet, and Gunderson, all averaging 9 points per game, each of them capable of having a night where they get to 15 or so points. In the first half, Baldwin-Woodville from right to left, Altoona left to right, Baldwin-Woodville in the mostly red jerseys and jersey tops and shorts trimmed in black. Meanwhile, Altoona, the white tops, white shorts trimmed in black and red. Welcome aboard on this Thursday night. Get those shoulders ready for the shoveling tomorrow as the opening tap is controlled by Altoona. Away we go on this Thursday night. Ball flung to the left side and a three ball by Miles Sinet. No good. Rebound to James Borchardt for Baldwin-Woodville, and it's walked up the floor by Evan Clausen. High out to the right side for Borchardt. Borchardt left-hand dribble, tried to spin at the side of the lane, then hands it off along the baseline to Colin Fritz. Student body opposite of us, all standing, wanting a reason to celebrate. But driving the lane and scoring for Baldwin-Woodville is Maddox Mahoney. He scores off the window. He was fouled in the process. And Mahoney to the line, looking to seal up a three-point play. Foul will go to A.J. Lemberg. That'll be his first. Altoona has struggled their first couple of years in the Middle Border Conference. So at 3-3 right now, they're eyeballing what would be their best season in the conference. Free throw is missed. Rebound collected by Lemberg. And Altoona will attack the hoop down to our right. High out to the left side. Grayson Becker. Foul away from the ball, though. And a holding foul coming up on Baldwin. A.J. Lemberg, by the way, emerged off the bench into a starting role last season for Altoona. Has been a starter all year for Paul's team. Altoona the ball. Driving in underneath is Owen Gunderson. Puts it off the window and hangs on the front rim and gets pulled on through. Gunderson, the freshman, with the bucket, and the game is tied at two in the opening minute. Altoona very capable of putting up a lot of points. The key for Altoona is going to be that consistency on defense. 10-foot jumper from the right side for Cal Smith. Gets the shooter's roll right there as it hits off the back rim, comes back down, hits off all sides of the rim, and then falls on in. The soft rim for Cal Smith is that hoop is kind to him as a wife that gives you a back rub when you're not feeling well. Meanwhile, Altoona throws the ball way down to our right, and it's Baldwin-Woodville ball again. Borchardt to the free throw line, stops, takes a jump shot, grazes the front rim, and the rebound to Sinet for Altoona. Yo-yos the ball up the floor, zigzags into the lane, ball raked out of his hands, however, and stolen by Fritz for Baldwin-Woodville. Flung up the floor to Smith, stops at the block, turnaround shot over his defender, no, ball tapped around in the air and taken by Altoona. Baldwin-Woodville leads 4-2 early in the first half. Altoona ball. Up top, Camistral with it. Right-hand dribble, he'll hand it to Becker at the free throw line extended and spits it back outside to Gunderson. Gunderson tried to throw it off to his right, jumping the route, though. Smith comes the other way, but the trailer, Gunderson knocks it away. Loose ball, though, underneath. Gobbled up by Mahoney for Baldwin-Woodville. He's fouled as he tries to go back up. And we're going to get a foul on Altoona and Mahoney to the line, where he's going to shoot a pair. 15:43 left in the first half. 4-2 Baldwin-Woodville out on top. Hey, check out our full sports schedule by visiting the echometownradio.com website. Links to not only the upcoming games, but also highlights of the prior games we've had, including highlights of this game coming up. Mahoney, by the way, line drives the first free throw, no. Scott Benoy, the head coach for Baldwin-Woodville, is also the middle school principal at Baldwin-Woodville. Returned a couple of years ago after a seven-year sabbatical from the sidelines. He had been a 20-year head coach at Baldwin-Woodville, stepped aside to follow his son, who was playing collegiately and wanted more time as a father to watch his son, and then returned when the job reopened. Second free throw good by Mahoney, so Baldwin-Woodville takes a 5-2 lead in the early stages. Altoona ball, right side. Here's Hunter Hibbard with it, drives underneath, they kick it back outside. Here's Camistral, left corner three, pitter-patters off the rim, no. And the rebound to Smith for Baldwin-Woodville. Leaving it right side, the Borchardt dribbled it off his foot, though. Loose ball on the deck is scooped up by Fritz. Left sideline, Fritz to the baseline, got belly bumped by Sinet, kept his balance, kept the ball, and gets a pass outside to Clausen. Left wing for Fritz, feeding it to the block for Maddox. Mahoney back to the free throw line. Here's Fritz underneath, banging. Bodies go tumbling down. On his rump is Mahoney. He got fouled, and I think they're going to give him the active shooting. Nope, they're going to say he was still on the floor. But that'll be the first personal on the junior, Hunter Hibbard. Ball in Woodville keeps possession, leading 5-2, 3 minutes in. Caught underneath, Colin Fritz feeds it outside to an open Cal Smith, but he can't hit the three from the right wing as that ball scoops out. Rebound to Camistral. He got bottled up, though, and a hell ball will bring a whistle, and Baldwin-Woodville keeps possession on the alternating possession arrow. By the way, Camistral, we talk about his offense, but averaging roughly 9 rebounds a game, which is second most in the conference. Left sideline, here's Fritz for Baldwin-Woodville. Left hand over to the baseline, got walled off nicely there. Miles Sinet guarding him. It was affixed to him like a staple going through a big toe. They get it back to Fritz at the left block. It's double team. Back outside to Smith, driving the baseline. No with his shot, but he leaned into contact on Miles Sinet. Got the call. And Smith, the senior, will go over the line to shoot a pair. This Baldwin-Woodville team has some size. They like to play a physical brand of basketball as Smith hits the first free throw. And they'll want to slow things down tonight. Obviously, offense, as we said, has been their struggle, particularly in their six-game losing streak. And they want to keep this game in, you know, no more than the mid to upper 50s, whereas Altoona would be comfortable getting the score into the 60s and 70s. Smith hits both free throws. Baldwin-Woodville now up by 5. Camistral drives through for Altoona. Can't finish with the right hand, but he was fouled. And Camistral to the line, where he'll shoot 2 for Altoona. Nice crowd here in Altoona. Bleachers on both sides. You and I sit high above the bleachers as Camistral hits the first free throw. The balcony area doubles as the cafeteria during the middle of the week for the students. Second free throw by Camistral is good. Makes them both, and the lead is down to 7-4 for Baldwin-Woodville. Bleachers on both sides, seating here for about 2,000. Might have a, you know, roughly 700 or 800 here, but because it's bleachers, you can spread out and looks a lot more filled. Baldwin-Woodville throwing it underneath the Brody Paul, knocked out of his hands, but he chases it down the corner, and Baldwin-Woodville keeps possession. Paul with it, left wing, feeding it to Clausen, left side of the lane. Got Camistral up in the air, fires it underneath to Ryan Venendahl, rolls off his hands, then knocked away, out of bounds across the baseline. It'll stay Baldwin-Woodville ball. Altoona got that validation for working hard on defense on Tuesday when they held a good Amory team to 57 points. Baldwin-Woodville ball, Smith, left baseline, feet underneath, goes between the legs of Fritz. It's scooped up by Camistral, comes the other way on a 2-on-2. Feeding it to the baseline to Owen Gunnarsson, tries to float one in with the left hand, but it rolls off the back rim, no, and the rebound to Baldwin-Woodville. Baldwin leads 7-4, 13-15 left in the first half. Both teams at 3-3 in the conference. Ball stolen away at midcourt by Gunnarsson. Runs the floor. He'll score with the left hand off the window. Owen Gunnarsson, the steal, the scoot, and the score. And Altoona pulls within one at 7-6. Owen Gunnarsson, along with Grayson Becker, have been solid freshmen for Paul Henrich's team. He's got a nice mix, by the way. You don't want to start looking ahead to next season when you're not even really into the meat of this year quite yet, but he won't be completely rebuilding. Gives you that comfortability, if you will. Three ball for Baldwin-Woodville up top. No, the shot by Smith. Rebound in the corner, tracked down by Sinet. And Altoona the ball. Lead feed up the floor to Grayson Becker. He caught the ball on the baseline, needed some help. Throws up a wild shot, no, but the offensive rebound by Sinet puts it back up and in. And Altoona leads 8-7. The lead feed ahead found Becker. He had to jump and catch the ball underneath the hoop. By the time he did, there were two Baldwin-Woodville players around him. He forced up a shot, no, but got help as Sinet was there for the offensive rebound, and Altoona turns the turnover into points. Play will now stop as Baldwin-Woodville is going to burn a timeout. We've got 12 minutes to go in the first half. It's 8-7 in favor of Altoona. Back right after this, high school basketball presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
12 minutes left in the first half here from Altoona High School. Altoona leading Baldwin-Woodville 8-7 in this boys' basketball matchup. Baldwin-Woodville ball off the restart. They're going to get a foul out at midcourt on Owen Gunderson. That'll be his first. Already the fifth, though, on Altoona. Not even midway through the first half. 8-7 Altoona leads. Baldwin-Woodville ball, though. Barchart has it at the free throw line, throwing it to the left wing for Thatcher Wolthall. Now to the right wing, a three by Barchart, no high rebound. Sinet will climb to the top of the tree and haul it down, a rebound for Altoona. Good job by Altoona making it a one and done possession. Becker stops and pops the free throw line, and a pretty shot that floats on in. Grayson Becker, a jump shot there as smooth as a milkshake on a hot August day. 10-7 in favor of Altoona. Baldwin breaks a full court press from Altoona. They'll throw it ahead, finding it open, Jeremy Jacobson, and Jacobson able to score off the window. Altoona trying to sneak in a full court press there, but Baldwin-Woodville, a good job of breaking it. Becker, free throw line extended for Altoona, got it to Camistral, right wing. His three ball too strong, taken on the short side by Jacobson for Baldwin. Baldwin ball down by a point. Pass to the left side, off the hands of Venendahl. That ball will scoot into the first row of bleachers and be a turnover back to Altoona. Student body opposite of us chanting Butterfingers in the direction of Venendahl there. But, you know, Venendahl will say he had it in his hands. He's got to catch it. At the same time, though, that ball came in at about 150 miles an hour. Could have taken a little off of it for him. Right corner, here's Becker for Altoona. Left-hand dribble, high out right, switches to the right hand. Feed to the right side of the line for Sinet. Sinet left-hand dribble, pounds his way underneath, then floats it back to the free throw line for Hunter Hibbard. Hibbard tried to go back underneath. The ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it's Baldwin-Woodville ball as Sinet was the last one to touch it off that sea of hands. Again, the winner of this game will go to 4-3, and you know, if you're Baldwin-Woodville, a chance to snap a six-game losing streak, including three straight in the conference, as a close-range shot for Paul won't fall for Baldwin. Rebound for Altoona. Meanwhile, for Altoona, a chance to go 2-0 on the week, and now you're really starting to feel good. Instead of having lost 5 of 7, you'll have won 2 in a row. It's a whole different way of looking at things. Glass half empty, glass half full. Top of the key, Camistral, open for three. Lips out, no, front rim, back rim, and rebound to Smith for Baldwin-Woodville. Pushes it up the floor to Clausen, his three left wing, front rim, no, and the rebound to Sinet for Altoona. Altoona leads by a point, 9:30 to play in the first half. Ball dribbled off the hands of Gunderson. Good job by him, though, sprinting back to the timeline, grabbing the ball, because if that had rolled across his team logo in center court, that would have been a backcourt violation. But now it's thrown away by Altoona, coming up the floor, Borchardt, but he has his pocket picked as from behind, Gunderson was able to bump into his rear bumper there. The other way for Altoona, though, Sinet underneath has the ball pawed away from him. Baldwin-Woodville gets it back, and they'll slow it down. Ball with a little extra butter on it today. Somebody got the rendered pig fat on it, I guess. Close range shot here by Jacobson, who got open in the lane. A little 2-foot bunny. That is the front rim, no. And then they're going to get Jacobson on a frustration foul after he missed that shot. He got the pass underneath, and I think he was waiting for contact and was surprised nobody was around him. And sometimes it's not as easy as you might think when you're expecting something that isn't there. That'll be his first, team's third. Altoona ball, leading by a point. Top of the key, here's Gunderson, left hand, stops the free throw line, jump shot, front rim, no. Rebound on the baseline, Hibbert saves it with a volleyball slap at it, but the ball goes back into the hands of Baldwin Woodville. Baldwin with the ball, left wing, that's Fritz. Now feet underneath to Clausen, back to the top of the key, an open three by Borchett, front rim, no. Rebound put back up and in by Jeremy Jacobson. And Baldwin Woodville will reclaim the lead. 11-10 Baldwin, 8 minutes left in the first half. Between the wheels for Altoona, there's Radcliffe, got it to Becker, high out to the right. Now between the wheels for Gunderson, Camistral right wing, left hand dribble, spins in the lane, nowhere to go. Right sideline, Hibbert, a three, nope on that one. And up for the rebound is Cal Smith, as he goes high as a kite to pull that one in. 1 point lead for Baldwin. Midway through the first half. Borchardt got a pass off to the right wing and a three on the way. No by Clausen, rebound. The putback won't fall for Jacobson. And the ball back to Altoona. They'll look to leapfrog back in front on the happy side of the scoreboard. Altoona down by a point, Camistral. Up top, takes a long three, off the heel, no, and the rebound back to Baldwin. Camistral, just 2 points so far, second leading scorer in the conference, averaging over 21 points per game. You know he'll get his, it just hasn't come early. Feed underneath to Clausen for Baldwin Woodville, and with a couple of Altoona players around him, he's able to float a shot over them and got it to go. Baldwin out in front by three, 13-10. Right side, Gunderson for Altoona, dribbles with the right hand. Now to Camistral, top of the key, shakes and bakes into the lane. Lots of contact, puts up a shot, rolls off, no, doesn't matter. They're going to get him on a charge. He came on through and bulldozed over Clausen of Baldwin like an errant snowplow going into a small Ford Focus. So Camistral the foul. That'll be his first, team sixth. And Altoona's going to burn a timeout. 6:30 to play in the first half. Baldwin leads 13-10 from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Our coverage of high school basketball continues on Tuesday, January 23rd. Eau Claire Memorial versus Superior in boys basketball. Memorial versus Superior, Tuesday, January 23rd. Coverage begins at 7 right here with Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 FM. 6:30 to go in the first half. Baldwin has a 13-10 lead here at Altoona. Scott Montesano with you. Happy to be with us on this Thursday night. Big thanks to Chris and Chuck back at the Palatial Studios of Civic Media. I'm here, you're there on this Thursday night as we ready the snowblowers for tomorrow. Baldwin ball as they attack the hoop down to our left. Up top, Clausen bullets a pass underneath for Mahoney, puts up a shot, hangs in the back rim, leaks off, no, and the ball goes out of bounds at the baseline. Bodies were falling for the ball, and they're going to give it to Altoona. Altoona ball down by three. Altoona, a team that will regularly score in the 60s, but they've been held to 10 so far with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Radcliffe getting a pass to the left side for Hibbert. Hibbert spins at the baseline, got his man up in the air, but passes on the shot. And Altoona will reload the offense with Radcliffe high out to the left. Camistral up top being guarded by Clausen, using that 6'5" frame on him. Sinet spins in the lane, puts up a shot over his defender, back rim, no. Rebound to Camistral, puts on the deck and dribbles out of traffic right there, like a rabbit getting away from the fox. Up top for Sinet, bottoms with the three. Miles Sinet, a big three ball there for Altoona, and levels the score at 13-all with 5:20 to go in the first half. Again, a lower scoring game is what Baldwin would like today. Smith at the free throw line. Pass down low, pops off of hands, goes up into the air, and there's Sinet to use the trampoline to go high and grab it. Altoona ball as they look to reclaim the lead. Radcliffe up top, dribbles into the lane, nowhere to go. Hibbert, right baseline. Backing down his defender now, at the block. Outside Camistral, passing the shot, drives in the lane, Florida with the right hand, count it! Camistral with the bucket, and Altoona leads 15-13. Ball will try to counter. Pass on the baseline, though, picked off by Camistral. He'll run the floor, a three on two, but from behind, the ball is finger-tipped away from him. Back to Baldwin. 10-foot jumper right side, won't fall for Smith. And another good board there by Altoona. Altoona doing a great job of making this ones and duns. Sinet drives on through for Baldwin, takes contact. His shot won't go, but they're going to get a foul on James Borchardt of Baldwin, and that's going to send Miles Sinet to the line where he'll shoot two. Borchardt picks up his first, team's fourth, with 4:25 left in the half. Do you know a local student interested in exploring a career in broadcasting? We want to hear from them. Opportunities exist for local area students to be on these very broadcasts, including taking my job. Think of that. Parents and students themselves can reach out to me by heading to echometownradio.com. Sinet missed the first free throw. And the second from the righty. Front rim, nope. Falls off to the side, and Fritz collects the rebound for Baldwin. Baldwin ball down by two. Later stage of the first half. Ball thrown away at midcourt. Roos ball back onto the Baldwin side of midcourt. Picked up by Fritz along the side, but he stepped out of bounds as he got the ball, and he had two Altoona players around him. No, they're going to get a foul on Altoona. Foul on Altoona, and that's going to send Fritz to the line to shoot a 1-1, as that is the seventh team foul. They're going to get Levi Day, the senior, for Altoona on the hustle foul. So Fritz to the line, shooting the front end of a 1-1. First shot on its way, too strong. Rebound tapped out beyond the arc, and there's Sinet to get it for Altoona. Runs up the floor, leaves it right side to Camistral. Now gets it back out in midcourt for Sinet as Altoona loads up the offense. Radcliffe, high out to the right to Camistral. Stops in the lane, leans in on a Euro step. Right hand shot, though, will not go in as it bangs off the right side of the rim, and he didn't get a friendly roll. Baldwin the ball down by two. 3:30 left in the opening half. High out right, Cal Smith tried to feed underneath, knocked away. Scooped up here by Altoona, and as Levi Day was trying to run the floor, he got fouled at midcourt. Just the fifth team foul on Baldwin. But that is the second personal on Cal Smith. Reset Altoona out there. You've got Sinet along with Gunderson, Day, Camistral, and Ryan Stanilowski, a senior. Altoona basketball. Sinet, top of the key, left side to Camistral. Now to Hibbert. I should say Gunderson at the top of the key, right wing for Sinet. Back to Camistral, top of the key for a three, lined it off the back heel. And Fritz there to grab it for Baldwin Woodville and cradled that ball against his chest as though he had the last of the fresh loaves of bread. Baldwin ball down by two. They go for the lead. Left corner three splashed in by Jeremy Jacobson. Jeremy Jacobson hits the three, and Baldwin Woodville back in top, 16-15, 2:50 to go until halftime. Back and forth game so far in this first half. Day, right wing, pass into the right corner for Stanislawski. Back outside, here's Gunderson at the top of the key. Sinet, left wing, takes a contested three. Barely grazes the rim, didn't have a lot on it. Baldwin the ball, and zigzagging up the floor, Borchardt. They'll swing it into the left corner for Jacobson. Back outside for Borchardt. Borchardt, free throw line extended, jump shot rattles out. And the rebound back to Altoona, but a lead feed ahead picked off by Borchardt at midcourt, and Baldwin gets the ball back. We've hit 2 minutes to go until halftime. Baldwin leads by a point, 16-15, and a low-scoring slobber knocker so far. Left wing, left open is Jacobson for three, and Jacobson hits it. Jacobson's got 10 points in the first half, and Baldwin Woodville has reopened a 19-15 lead. Altoona tries to counter. Levi Day, a runner in the lane as he takes contact. No, then a then as Day tries to track the ball down at midcourt, he's pushed from behind by Brody Paul, who is chasing after him. And then as Day began to slow down to go grab the ball, Paul had to extend his hands to protect himself. So it looked like he was shoving him, but he was just trying to protect himself there. That's a foul, though, on Paul. Sixth team foul, so the last non-shooting foul. Altoona ball. Down by four, 1:30 to play until halftime. Lemberg, free throw line for Altoona. Jump shot, no, and a rebound to Baldwin. And Baldwin a chance to push this four-point lead. They led by as many as five early on. Fritz tried to carry the ball into the lane. They let him hold that ball like a running back for a moment. Ball is fingertipped out of his possession across the baseline, and they'll keep it with Baldwin. Fritz to throw it in underneath the hoop. I'll find outside Jacobson. Interior pass looking for Fritz. Picked off and a run out here for A.J. Lemberg. Can't finish the layup though. Rebound to Gunnarsson for Altoona. Back outside to Becker. Becker at the free throw line. Got double team. Left side, here's Camistral. Now Gunnarsson up top with a minute to go until halftime. Gunnarsson right hand into the lane. Back outside. There's Lemberg. Left wing. Becker, three, no. Rebound off some shoulders, off some hands, and out of bounds. Back to Baldwin. Altoona just cannot make the shots right now. The proverbial lid on the hoop. 44 seconds until halftime. Baldwin Woodville leads 19-15. Again, they've led by as many as five, but that was very early on. Many of you hadn't even tuned in yet. You're like, oh, shoot, I forgot the game. For the most part, it's been a 1 point, 2 point lead for either team. The Baldwin Woodville looking to get a little separation before halftime. 20 seconds to go until halftime, and Baldwin would be happy just to get the last shot. Fritz driving in the lane, hands it off at the left block, got a feed over to Brody Paul. Paul's shot goes up, no good, wave it off anyway. They're going to call Brody Paul for a travel, so it's Altoona ball with 13 seconds to go until halftime. So likely final possession until halftime. Ball's rolled in. Gunderson picks it up at mid court. Clock starts. Now Becker has it right wing. 5-4 up top. Here's Camistral for three. Bottoms. The last couple of seconds will bleed away, and that is how the first half will come to an end. A big three ball by Camistral to give Altoona the gust of wind into the locker room. Camistral hits the three, so Baldwin Woodville's lead will be just a single point as we head into the halftime break. Think about this, though. Baldwin Woodville leads this game 19-18. A Peach Basket-esque type of score here. Peach Basket and ladder type of score through the first half of this one. Baldwin Woodville leads, though, 19-18. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you about the first half stats and all of that. This is high school basketball presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by
Stay tuned for tonight's halftime update, a recap of the first half, and a look around other area action on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify, and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tonight's halftime update. Let's go back to the court and Scott Montesano.
And we are at halftime from Altoona High School. Baldwin Woodville got the ball in the peach basket just one more time than Altoona and leads 19-18 at the break. 19-18, Baldwin Woodville leads this one at the break here today. Tell you about what else is going on in terms of this game tonight, leading scores and all of that. For Baldwin Woodville, Jeremy Jacobson leads all scores. He's got 10. And then Cal Smith has 4, and Maddox Mahoney has 3. Evan Clausen has the other 2. Meanwhile, for Altoona, that last-second 3 by Keaton Camistral, giving him 7 for the game. Miles Sinnett has 5. Owen Gunderson has 4. This score favors Baldwin. They want to keep this game preferably in the 40s, even lower than that. Altoona's one that wants to be able to get the game up higher. It's no different than if somebody is a little faster than you, you want to figure out ways to slow them down. Same thing here. Altoona just is more capable of putting big numbers on the board. Baldwin isn't, and Baldwin's been able to dictate the score in this game. The thing for Altoona, they're getting the looks, they're getting the shots, just haven't been able to get the ball to go into the hoop. And you would think with them being the home team, they'll get a few more friendly kisses off the rim once we get to the second half. Reminder, by the way, that our next coverage of high school basketball will be on Tuesday, January 23rd. We'll have Memorial versus Superior. Hey, quick look around the Middle Border Conference, by the way. You've got Osceola that leads the Middle Border Conference at 6-0. Prescott is right behind them at 5-1. Meanwhile, on the girls' side of things, Baldwin Woodville is part of a three-school lead atop the Middle Border Conference. Baldwin, Prescott, and Ellsworth all at 4-1. Altoona, by the way, not far behind. They themselves are 3-2. Well, again, it will be Baldwin Woodville with a 19-18 lead on Altoona. We'll have the second half on the other side of this timeout. This is high school basketball presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Don't go anywhere. The second half of tonight's game is next on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Second half, moments away. Baldwin leading 19-18. Over Altoona, here in Altoona, Scott Montesano with you. Happy to be along with us on this Thursday night in the second half. Baldwin wearing the red will go from left to right. Meanwhile, Altoona in the white will go from right to left on your listening device or on 93.5. Hey, thanks to the beauty that is the World Wide Web, people can be tuned in from anywhere tonight, even if they so wish, in Sikeston, Missouri. Hey, a shout-out to Sikeston, Missouri. Thanks to echometownradio.com as well as the Civic Media app. Altoona's had their struggles the last couple of years since joining the Middle Border Conference. And this is the type of game that, you know, if they lose it, they can still have a very good season. But if they win it, they go to 4-3. There's a big difference, both realistically and also mathematically, to what you feel like when you're 4-3 tomorrow as opposed to 3-4. Both these teams enter at 3-3 in the conference. So somebody's going to be back above 500, feeling good, feeling like they turned a corner. Somebody else is going to feel opposite of that. Altoona will begin the second half with the ball, trailing by a point. Neither team's had a big lead in this game. Baldwin had a 5-0, had a 5-point lead. They led 7-2 very, very early on. Other than that, though, it's mostly been a game that has been as tight as an Uber. It's been as tight as a packed Uber on your way home from the airport. Ball thrown in. Altoona has it as they tap the hoop down to our left. Left side, here's A.J. Lemberg with it, holds the ball off his right hip, got to the top of the key to Sinet, tried to throw it back to his left side, looking for Gunderson, but Gunderson had broken towards the hoop. So the ball goes out of bounds, and it's turned back over to Baldwin. One thing both teams are doing well, a lot of one-and-done trips in this game, and forcing turnovers on both sides. Left side, here's Smith for Baldwin. Pass between the wheels for Colin Fritz. Left side of the lane for Borchardt. Spins at the block, puts up a shot over his defender. No. Rebound tapped around, and Camistro with a get. He's got two Baldwin players around him, but he's able to throw the ball out of traffic, and Altoona has the ball. Right side, Sinet with a left-hand dribble. Now to Becker up top, but he cannot drive through. Boy, Baldwin's done a great job throwing up the toll road blocker all game long. Nobody can get through. They got to pay the toll. Camistro into the lane. Contested shot. Falls off to the left side of the rim. No. And the rebound, the Baldwin. Leading by a point early second half. Fritz left sideline. Throwing it underneath to Mahoney. Puts up a shot with the right hand. No. Gets his own rebound. His second shot. No. Fritz the rebound. Got tied up with Becker. And that'll be a hell ball. It will stay Baldwin possession on the alternating arrow. Now Baldwin with a couple of kicks of the can on this possession. Ball thrown in. Smith got it to the right block to Fritz. Back to Smith, who drives into the lane with the left hand, but nowhere to go. Left sideline, found an open. Borchardt is three, halfway down, spits on no. Another offensive rebound for Baldwin, but the ball thrown away underneath. And the ball will stay Baldwin ball. It went off an Altoona player. So Altoona unable to seal off this defensive possession. Fritz, left block, turnaround shot with the right hand, off the window, no. Rebound to the free throw line, caught by Smith, a ball went. Right side, Jacobson, three, he got it. Baldwin had five different looks at the hoop on that possession. It ends with a Jacobson three, and Baldwin leads by four now at 22-18. Gunderson tries to squirt his way through the lane. Ball knocked out of his hands as he drove through. It'll stay Altoona ball as the ball went out of bounds. You keep thinking Altoona has this offensive kick in him. 16 minutes to go in the game. Ball floated in back to midcourt to A.J. Lemberg. To Camistro underneath. Pump fakes, guys, man up in the air and scores with the right hand. Now one pump fake got Cal Smith the fly on by like a paper bag in a storm. Ball back to Baldwin. They lead by two after Camistro got that bucket. Mahoney at the block. Handed it off to a cutting Borchardt down the left side of the lane, and Borchardt scores. Lead back to four for Baldwin. One of the rare times today Baldwin scored on consecutive possessions. Camistro curls into the lane. Got triple team. Fed a pass off to the right side to Lemberg, but Lemberg at the block had nowhere to shoot, and Altoona throws it back out. Right sideline, Sinet open three, bottoms! Miles Sinet with the three, and Altoona pulls within one, 24-23, Baldwin early second half. Baldwin breaks the full court press. They'll slow it down to Smith, left sideline. 15 minutes to go in regulation, Baldwin leads by a point, 24-23. Offense beginning to open up a bit in the second half. Jacobson drives in. Oh, we got two guys up into the air. Floated a pass to the left block to Cal Smith, who was open. And Smith scores an uncontested layup. Great job by Jacobson. The defense collapsed on him, and he found his guy that was open. Camistro open three, left sideline. Bottoms! Keaton Camistral answers back with a three for Altoona, and the game is tied at 26 all. Timeout then taken by Altoona. 26 all is the score, 14:37 left in the second half. This is high school basketball presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.